Women tell of seeing Frank on way to and from factory on day that girl was murdered. Atlanta Constitution, August 15, 1913. The first of a chain of witnesses who were produced to prove Frank's movements during the time he left the pencil factory for dinner was Miss Helen K. Curran, a pretty stenographer, who stated that she met him at Jacob's Pharmacy on Whitehall Street and Alabama. She was questioned by Mr. Arnold. Where were you on April 26th? A little after 1 o'clock, I was standing at Jacob's drugstore at Whitehall and Alabama Streets. It was about 2:05 o'clock. Did you see Frank? I had been standing for 5 minutes on the corner when I turned around and saw him standing against the wall. What time was it? About 10 minutes after one. Father works for Montag. Hooper began cross-examination. Your father works for Montag? Yes. There was a big crowd on the streets on the 26th, wasn't there? Yes. Wasn't the corner at Jacob's crowded immensely? I don't think so. What time did you turn around to look at the clock? As I turned the corner walking away. You say you came from Cress's about 12:30. Don't you know that Cress's closed that day at 12? No, because they didn't. Give me the name of a single person you saw on Whitehall Street beside Frank. I didn't see anybody I knew. Greeted neighbors cordially. Mrs. M.G. Michael, a relative of Mrs. Frank, was the second witness upon the stand. She recalled having seen the accused man as he left his home after lunch on the tragedy day. Do you recall where you were at noon on April 26th? I was at Mrs. Wolfsheimer's on Washington Street. Did you see Frank about 2 o'clock that day? He came up Washington Street about 2 o'clock and came to the doorstep where we were sitting on the front porch. He greeted me and asked how were my folks. Did you see him leave? Yes, he went up to Glen Street and caught a car. Jerome Michael, son of Mrs. M.G. Michael, a young law student, was next called to the stand to corroborate his mother. He told the same story, accounting for the time by a watch he held in his hand so as to make ready in time for the matinees which he intended attending. Mrs. Henny Wolfsheimer, of 387 Washington Street, a sister of Mrs. Michael, corroborated the story of the latter. She was not subjected to cross-examination. Julia Loeb, who was on the Wolfsheimer porch, also substantiated the story. Saw Frank get off car. Mrs. Albert G. Leiby was called to testify to having seen Frank arrive on the car at noon for dinner. Her home is at 69 East Georgia Avenue, directly across the street from the Selig residence. She said he got off the car at Washington Street at exactly 1:20 o'clock, rode to town with Frank. Cohen Loeb of 445 Washington Street, who rode into town with Frank on his way from dinner on Memorial Day, took the stand during the morning session.
Did you see Frank on the 26th of April? Mr. Arnold asked.
Yes, we came to town together on a trolley car.
Where did he catch the car?
At Washington and Glen Streets.
Did you sit together?
Yes. What time did you reach Hunter Street?
About 2:10 o'clock.
Hooper on cross-examination.
What became of Frank?
He left me at Hunter Street in Washington. Did you see a Mr. Hinchy? I saw his machine as it passed.
How did you know it was his machine?
By its dark color. How many dark-colored machines are there in Atlanta?
Considerable.